Yesterday, old Joe embarrassed our nation in front of the world, again, sparked some smelly rumors and inspired some hilarious memes, which also resulted in the all-knowing internet fact-checkers embarrassingly fact-checking them. It all started in Normandy, France, where old Joe and his caretaker Jill traveled to mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day and to meet with the president of France and some veterans who are still with us. And then, well, this happened. Wait for it.
Distinguished guests, please welcome the Honorable Lloyd J. Austin III.
Somebody posted this clip, but then cut it right there. I'll show you the whole thing in just a minute. Alongside with this clip, giving the impression that old Joe had a little accident and had to leave the ceremony early. Which then sparked diaper, pooping, pooped, and did Joe Biden to all trend on Twitter. But to be fair to old Joe and honor the truth, old Joe missed his cue to sit down. And he started to sit down, but then he wasn't sure. So then he just froze. And then his caretaker had to whisper it to him. No, not yet. But then the music wrapped up. And that was when he got his cue to then sit down. So if you play the clip in its entirety, you can see that there are chairs behind them. And that's what really happened. Now, I got a test for you. Is this an actual screenshot of a real article that the Daily Beast published trying to debunk this fake news, this meme? Or is this in and of itself a meme making fun of how the liberal media would be so ridiculous that they would publish articles saying that Joe Biden did not, in fact, poop his pants? Well, when I saw this, I thought there's a 50% chance it could be either way. So I went to the actual article, and then I found this was the actual headline. Right-wingers claim Biden pooped himself at D-Day ceremony because everything is so dumb. But if you check the Wayback Machine, which archives the original postings on websites, you would see that it was a real article. It was the actual original headline. And because they received so much mockery for being so ridiculous, trying to debunk that Joe Biden did not, in fact, poop his pants, they then changed the headline completely. There is an old, dirty political tactic that President Lyndon B. Johnson is rumored to have came up with. And even the name itself is disgusting and profane. I'm not going to mention it. But it involves accusing your opponent of something so horrifying that everybody would know is not actually true, just to start the rumor mill and then get the person to deny the allegation, which then in and of itself looks horrifying for them because they actually responded to such a ridiculous and salacious claim. The President Poopy Pants meme and rumors concerns have been haunting old Joe for many years now. And so the liberal media didn't want to fall victim to the Johnson tactic, we'll just call it. So most of the brand name outlets completely ignored this latest incident. And also some of the fact checkers like Snopes tried to debunk a straw man in order to not actually engage with the President Poopy Pants meme. So they ran this story, false rumor, Biden tried to sit in invisible chair at 80th D-Day anniversary in Normandy. No, that's not the rumor. The rumor had to do with President Poopy Pants. See how clever they think they are? They're claiming that the widespread false allegation was that Joe Biden tried to sit in an invisible chair, and they deem that false. Here's another one from PolitiFact doing a straw man debunk, fact-checking the viral claims about Joe Biden at D-Day anniversary event. This way, Facebook will automatically blur out the video or the claim or memes about it without PolitiFact then further emphasizing it by including the poopy pants allegation in the headline. Back in 2021, Snopes wasn't so slick and fell for the, we'll just call it the Johnson tactic instead of the original name to keep this family friendly. When they published this headline, did Biden poop his pants in Rome? Did you ever think you would see a headline like this? Joe Biden onlookers fear he pooped his pants at D-Day event. And because yesterday was the 80th anniversary of D-Day, it caused countless liberal lunatics to, well, I guess they do this every day anyway. So they would have done it if it was an ordinary Thursday regardless. But they drew parallels between Donald Trump and Adolf Hitler, like Hillary Clinton posting 80 years ago today, thousands of brave Americans fought to protect democracy on the shores of Normandy this November. All we need to do is vote. And because Democrats always accuse Republicans of doing the exact same thing that they themselves are guilty of, here is former Attorney General Eric Holder, Obama's Attorney General, warning that if Donald Trump becomes the next president, that he is going to abuse the legal system in order to unfairly persecute his political enemies. Because Democrats would never do that.
Can you just describe a little bit in terms of the role of and how it would transform if an attorney general were not looking at things purely from the facts, purely from the evidentiary burden and how to meet it, but instead taking directives on who to prosecute from the president of the United States?
Obviously, that's exactly what's happening now. But again, this is setting the frame of what Donald Trump would do. Democrats would never do this.
Sure. If the president told a compliant attorney general, I don't like what this congressman said about me or did about me, did to me over the
presidential candidate
course of the last 2-3 years, whatever, open an investigation on that person. That
paying off Sloppy Daniels.
Attorney general could tell a compliant United States attorney to do just that. Talk to a compliant FBI director who could be replaced by the president to open an investigation and then to just look through that person's life and look for anything that you possibly can find. Who's to say what you find in any person's life that might run afoul of the law? And even beyond that, the mere fact of an investigation of a person who is a public figure can be reputation ruining, can be politically damaging, not even if you find anything, just the fact that the investigation itself exists. And if you've got the full weight of the Justice Department, the full weight of the presidency, the full weight of the FBI focusing on somebody like that, that can be extremely damaging to not only that person individually, but to our democracy writ large.
If somebody didn't know who this guy was, they would automatically assume that he was obviously talking about what the Biden Justice Department is doing to Donald Trump. Could this guy be any less self-aware or any more shameful? But so far, despite Donald Trump being technically convicted by a kangaroo court, he is the Teflon Don. Here he is just last night in Phoenix.
And by the way, right after the announcement of this, more campaign funds were given to this campaign than any campaign they think in history. Almost $400 million. $400!
Now, I'm not sure if that's $400 million that his campaign has brought in total, or if that's $400 million in the last week, because it was over $50 million in one day. But the fact that Obama's campaign in 2012 was over a $1 billion campaign, this might be referencing just the last week alone. And this weekend, you can save 20% off of any of my shirts at markdice.com, including the new Teflon Don and Appeal to Heaven, the MAGA Mafia shirt, or any of my awesome designs by using the promo code INFLATION at the checkout. So get yourself a Christ is King shirt, a Sorry No Vacancy shirt, the classic Wanted for President, or any of my awesome designs. Most available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie. Oh, and by the way, now a lot of them are also available in tank tops as well. So just click on the shirt, and then down on the bottom of the page, there will be different options for the different styles and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code INFLATION to save 20% off this week, and check them out!